If you want to talk effectively to your recruits, you better learn how to talk to the agents that are already in your office. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Dr. Flow. I'm here with the big guy as usual. What's up, Matt?
Man, living the dream, Dr. Ben. Living the dream.
Yeah, you know, our last podcast episode, I couldn't remember how to outro it. It's one of those things that I'm bringing that back for some reason, but I'm just letting everybody know I forgot how to outro it. Like 300 plus episodes, and I'm like, part of your win? What are you talking about?
Right.
But anyway, Matt, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so effective communication strategies and how what you do with your current agents overlaps into your recruiting.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. Guys, before we get started, make sure you go down to the links in the description below and register for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It's a free mastermind that Matt and I do every single Friday from 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's on Zoom. And we'll send you the login details, all that kind of stuff. You just have to go down there and click that link. So, Matt.
Yep.
Define effective communication. I always like starting these with a definition.
I'm not defining it.
Yeah, because sometimes, sometimes
my definition is different than everything else.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page when we get started.
Just having the minimum amount of communication that you have to have in order to maximize the message so it's received the right way. That's what I mean by effective communication.
Okay, perfect. So in my teaser at the beginning, I said, you know, you better learn how to talk to your current agents and that kind of thing. And maybe everybody's like, well, I'm not going to be saying the same stuff to my agents that I've already have that I'm going to be saying to my recruits.
You better.
But, you know, so talk to me about that.
There's some of that conversation. You better be saying the same thing, but you got to know what the conversation is, right?
Yeah.
That's really what we mean by that. Let me start by this. Right. So, 100% you should be having regular meetings. We all know that you should be having regular meetings. Okay. That's not a surprise. What you define as regular, have a conversation with yourself about it or with your team about it. Figure out what regular is. The other thing, vocabulary matters. What do you call your meetings? Is it a sales meeting? Is it a team meeting? Is it a office meeting? What is it? You know, make sure that you choose the name that actually matches what you're going to go over, and then make sure you're hitting all the personalities in your meeting, right? We've got a great BNS that we did about this. If you're interested, we've got the replay. Just reach out to us, comment or something like that, and we'll send you the replay on that one, because we went over that in depth, and it was a really good conversation with a lot of good brokers. Starting out, you know, have a team meeting, right?
Yep.
Or have a sales meeting or office meeting or whatever you want to call it. You got to have one of those. Got to be on a regular basis. However, that's not the only communication that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. You also have to be communicating certain things throughout the month or the week or whatever your frequency is and everything. Man, you need to be communicating recognition.
Yeah.
You need to be having conversations with your agents about what they're doing right. You need to talk about the changes in the market. You need to talk about the things that are going to help them grow their business. You know, you can record 20 videos in a day and then put them out over the next 20 weeks or the next 40 weeks every other week or whatever it is that you want to do. If you do that, just keep in mind that you've got some things have to be right now and some things have to be evergreen, right?
Okay.
You know, if you're going to have a conversation with your sellers and you're going to, your agents, and you're going to talk to them about how to talk to their sellers, being able to have an evergreen conversation about, like, let's say 753 and making sure that price adjustments go the way that they're supposed to, that can be something that you put the content together and you put that out two or three times a year whenever you know listing count is going to go up. If you put that out to your agents in your office, maybe also put it out on your social media and just have a quick conversation about it and make sure that you're communicating with your current agents, hey, I want you all to win more of the listing appointments that you get. Make sure that you have the 753 conversation and make sure you say these things. And then when you go to social media from a recruiting standpoint, you're going to put something out that says, hey, just had a great conversation with my agents about 753 because we know it's listing season. We want to make sure that things are priced the way that they're supposed to, so they're not sitting on the market. So make sure you have a great strategy so that you price a property appropriately. And if the market shifts, that you can stay on top of it with your sellers. That's the kind of content that you're just constantly having, that you're putting out, that your agents are going to appreciate. And it's a great reminder to keep them in production the way you want to.
Yeah, for sure. So if again, I'm just going to kind of bring this back and forth because of what we were talking about. If you say those things, you're talking to your agents about that, you know, are you going to go to recruits and have that exact same conversation? Or is it going to be a little bit different? Like, I get, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, it's going to be a little bit different, right? So you are absolutely going to share things with your agents that are more in depth and help them win bigger than you help everybody else in the market. Okay.
Yes, of course.
But that doesn't mean don't help the people in the market as well. Think about it like this. If you want an agent to truly appreciate who you are and what you offer in your company, mm-hmm. you have to put that on display.
Right.
If you don't put that on display, they don't know anything or enough about you in order to make an informed decision. And even if they do join you, what are you going to surprise them that you're good at helping them get more listings?
Yeah.
No, that needs to be out there. That needs to be part of the conversation. It's not going to be the whole conversation, right. But it absolutely needs to be part of the conversation. You have to put on display some of what they're going to get when they join you. That's what you're actually trying to do. So if you're putting together a systemized communication plan, as an example, let's say that you're doing your sales meeting. When you do your sales meeting, you say, okay, we're going to talk in depth about listings at mm-hmm. the sales meeting. We're going to talk about 753. We're going to talk about what communication patterns you have with your sellers. And we're going to talk about your weekly update with your sellers. Okay. That's for the whole month. That's what you're going to talk about it, let's say, in your monthly sales meeting. But every week, you're going to tease some of that out to the people that are in your office.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to say, hey, you know, I've got, sales meetings coming up in a month. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that this month we're talking about listings. We're going to talk about 753. We're going to talk about your weekly communication patterns. And we're going to talk about how you do your weekly update, as well as how to make sure that you have a great CMA. We're going to go over all of this in the sales meeting. Don't miss it. It's, 30 days from now, whatever the deal is, right?
Yeah.
Now you go out to that, you're going to talk in depth about that at the meeting, but you're going to go to social media and you're going to say, hey, I'm really excited about the sales meeting that we've got coming up. So all of my agents out there that are attending it, or any agents that are in the market that might want to attend it, let me know. I've got a Zoom link for you that I can share with you for this particular part of the meeting. If you'd like to attend, we're going to be talking about listings.
Yeah.
If you want to grow your listing count, if you want to have better conversations with your sellers, if you want to have better CMAs, absolutely, this is something that I'm willing to share with you, if you're willing to share.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to share that, then don't put that out there. Do it afterwards and say, hey, we just had a great meeting. I recorded the meeting. I had a camera running at the back of the room. If you're interested in seeing the part where I talked about about listings, because you want to grow your listing count, reach out to me and let me know and I'll get that to you. And then you clip that part of the meeting or part of that conversation that was 5 minutes that you really like, and you post that on social media, or you post that on your YouTube page and you talk about it in social media and drive people there. So what we're talking about doing is having communication and then leveraging that communication in depth with your current gen pop, and then spreading the message in the market so that the market knows who it is that you are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said something, early on in that, where it just makes a lot of sense. Right. And you said, what are you going to do? Surprise them that you're good at helping them get listings. Mm-hmm. And I think too many times, and this is just all companies across the board, everyone feels like, man, I got a secret. Like, I got mm-hmm. a secret sauce that nobody knows about. And maybe you do, but more than likely somebody else is winning in a similar yeah. way that you are. And you almost want to feel like, hold that close to the chest, because these aren't my agents, or these aren't my clients, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
And that prevents you from growing.
Right.
Right. When you hide your the best things about you, because you just feel like, man, that's why my agents win. It's going to cause you not to grow.
Yeah.
And it's the sharing and the collaboration That even if you do give away, gosh, just the best way ever to give out to get a listing. Yeah, maybe some other people take it and they grab some listings. They're going to get listings anyway. I'm just using that example, but there's going to be I would say a larger part of the population who maybe gets a listing and says, "Man, I remember that person who told me this." Mm-hmm. I wonder, and they're going to say, "I wonder what else. This is good. I wonder what else they got."
Right.
Right. If they're giving this away for free, right. If they're teaching me how to do this for, and I'm not even their agent. Imagine what the agents mm-hmm. inside their brokerage
100%
are getting from them as well. And it's just going to create that FOMO and that fear of missing out. And if you don't know what FOMO is,
right.
Let's just talk to me about that. I know that you'll convey that better than I do, but talk about that for a second.
No, you did great. And that's a super good way of putting it across. Here's what I think that needs to be said about that. It's about the execution of the solution. It's not about the solution itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? You're the only person that knows that getting more listings is important?
Right.
What? No. Everybody knows getting more listings.
At least one other broker
are more important, right? So how do you get more listings? How do you keep them? How do you get them priced right? When you start digging into the execution of things, that's where the real practice comes into play. That's where the real leverage comes into play. That's where the real understanding and experience and all those other things that you bring to the table with being good at that, that's where all those other things come into play. It is about the execution.
Yeah.
You can tell people all day long, this is all you need to do. YouTube and social media is filled up with incredible ideas about what it is that needs to happen in order for people to succeed. But they need help with the execution. But
yeah.
First, they need to know you know what the hell you're doing. That's what needs to be getting out. And then what you're doing with your agents is you're helping with that execution, because that's what you promised them. That's what you said you were going to do when you hired them. You said you were going to make them, help them grow their real estate business. You didn't tell anybody, as far as I know, you didn't tell anybody, oh, come to here and I'm going to slowly let your business die.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the way that works.
It would be a great recruiting strategy.
I don't think you're going to like the results.
Yeah. That's never come up in one of our masterminds.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, you know, I like it, right? You know, we've given some specific examples, like, you know, like you're talking about with the content that you've created. You know, we've brought that full circle, and we've kind of said, okay, even though you're sharing those things, don't feel like, oh, you're giving away your secrets. Now, if I'm a broker and I'm hearing these things, really and truly, what I'm thinking is, okay, well, what is it that I do say to my current agents on a regular basis? Because it may just be like water cooler chat.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, maybe there's not a lot of intention behind what you're saying. I know that you've never said anything without intention behind it.
Sorry, right? Sorry.
In my life. How can a broker who maybe is, hey, I'm just kind of in the friend zone with my agents, they definitely end up being in the friend zone mm-hmm. with their recruits, if that's their personality. How can they get a little bit more intentional about what they're saying to their agents that they could bring from to a recruiting standpoint and really show somebody?
Yeah. So we talked about, we said in the beginning, this is effective communication strategies, mm-hmm. right? Part of a strategy is having a plan.
Yeah.
Stop shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
If you're in the friend zone with a lot of people, you need to quit shooting from the hip on all your conversations, because what your hip is saying is, hey, let's be friends. And you're hitting the dot every time.
Wouldn't that be hip?
That would be hip. So what's happening is you are you're having the conversations that you're most comfortable with. And you're really good at them, and you're really consistent in them, and that's the conversation you're having, and you're winning at that conversation.
Yeah,
you need to change the conversation. You need to have a different plan. And so where do you start with that, right? You know, just a minute ago, you know, I mentioned, you know, maybe you've got a month where you're talking about listings. Go and start with having a 12-month content plan, for lack of a better way of putting it. What am I going to talk about for the next 12 months with my agents? In November and December, am I going to talk about business planning? And in the fall, am I going to talk about, you know, having, you know, holiday parties and making sure I'm connected with my sphere of influence? In the spring, am I going to talk about more listings? In the summer, am I going to talk about getting ready to sell in your home so you're in the right school zone? What is it that I'm going to talk about that's going to help my agents be more effective in their business and plan out that year? Then when you bump into somebody and you're walking around, by, you know, you're managing by walking around, right? And you bump into somebody and you ask them, you know, hey, where's motivation and momentum? And they're like, oh, I'm a 5 and a 4. Well, why are you a 4? Well, I'm a 4 because of this and everything. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this, you know, we've really been talking a lot lately about getting more listings. You know, are more listings something that you want to, you want to be able to lean into and all that kind of stuff? And don't forget about this and everything. The next month you bump into that same person and they say they're a 5 and a 4. Don't have that same listing conversation.
Yeah.
Move on to the next conversation. Prep yourself mentally so that on January 1st, this is what I'm talking about. February 1st, this is what I'm talking about. March 1st, this is what I'm talking about. On things that fit into that part of that conversation. Now, I'm not saying walk up to somebody and they say, yeah, I'm really having a hard time and things are going difficult in my life and everything. And you're like, well, you know what you need? You need more listings. Right. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, in that fill in the blank part of the conversation about you being the broker leader in the office that's helping them grow their business, that's helping them impact their business, have a freaking idea what you're going to talk about and don't talk about the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're going to get tired of you talking about the same thing.
Yeah. All right. So you just, you know, I was actually considering putting a bow on this, but you brought something up that I got.
Bring it.
Because we're talking about effective communication.
Yep.
You know, you were saying, you know, if you go to an agent and they're like, man, you know, I just got a lot going on right now. I'm struggling, that kind of thing. And you said, hey, you need more listings. Of course, we're not going to say that, like you said. At that point, from being an effective communicator, you're going to find out what's going on.
Right.
Right? Same thing with the recruits that you're talking about. You're truly trying to figure, you know, that the recruits you're talking to, you're truly trying to figure out, okay, what's going on?
Right.
You know, what's that pain point? And again, we've talked about going 3 deep and that kind of thing, mm-hmm, like a million times. But whenever these brokers, you know it as well as I do, whenever these brokers, they go start talking to their agent, this kind of stuff's going to come up.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. And I think it'd be a disservice not to at least touch on it just for a second.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? And then at that point, do you bring up, you know, when do you bring up whatever you're right, planned to talk about?
Yeah. So so as you're having a conversation, let me give you a real life example. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to call somebody Jill. It's not her name, but Jill. Okay. So so Jill's with another office that's in the same area that I'm in.
Okay.
We had some really good conversations. We were getting close. You know, she was contemplating making a move, but she was like, well, where I'm at's really good because of this. And she just didn't want to shift. Right.
Yeah.
And so I stayed in touch with her, right? You know how I am, follow her, right?
Yeah.
So so probably about a month later, month and a half later, something like that, I reach out to her and something happened with her husband.
Okay.
Okay. And it was a very dramatic and traumatic thing to her.
Okay.
When she said that, I said, oh my God, I said, this has nothing to do with us working together. Let's pause for just a second on any conversation about anything like that. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And she said, no, I'm really not. And I said, I understand completely. I said, who are you talking to about this? Do you have somebody? And she says, yeah, I'm talking to this person and all that kind of stuff and everything. I'm like, I completely understand. You know, I said, do you mind if I follow up in a week, and I don't want to get in the middle of your business, but do you mind if I just follow up in a week and just check up on you? Because otherwise I would be worried about what's going on, which is the absolute truth. She's
of course
a nice person. She was a great fit for our office, you know, not to spoil it, but she did join us. And so, you know, she was like, no, you know, I would really appreciate that. And so every week I'd call or text and just check in. This was not a conversation about, hey, are you getting any listings? It was literally about, hey, I just wanted to check in, see how you're doing, how you're holding up. For about so every week I would reach out and sometimes she'd say, well, I'm going to do this, or it's going to be a couple of weeks or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll check back in at the beginning of next month or whatever. And so it wasn't like week to week, but I was getting permission of when to follow up with her. Okay.
Yeah.
10 months maybe. Yeah. Okay. That this goes on. And I probably connected with her, asked her how she was doing probably 12 times during that time.
Okay.
And we probably talked four times during that time, or five times during that time. At the end of all of that, right? So things get back on track with what's going on with her husband health wise and all that kind of stuff and everything. And you know, I just did my normal reach out and I checked and I said, you know, hey, I just wanted to check in, see how you're doing and everything. And I texted her, and she calls, and she says, hey, listen, everything's on track. I can't tell you how much all of this has meant to me, you know. And here's an important thing on this. She said, you know, I started paying attention to some of the stuff that you were putting out and some of the stuff that you were sending me, because I really appreciate what you were doing, checking on me. Now, you know this because, right, I can't tell you how many times this kind of thing has happened, but, you know, she said, my own broker, he never, you know, I bumped into him and I told him about this, and I never heard back from him again. And she said, I don't even work with you, and I've heard back more from you in the past 30 days than I heard the entire time that I was going through all of this. And and I said, well, you know, just some, and I was nice about it, but to the point,
right?
I said some people are just busy with different things in their lives. My job is to help my agents. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I can really tell that, you know. She goes, I've heard that a bunch of times from a bunch of other people. She said, it's not that I didn't get recruiting calls while you and I were talking over the past 10 months or whatever it was. She goes, of course I got recruiting calls. And she said, you know, I really didn't get into that with them. I just said I wasn't interested in moving. And I said, yeah, the time wasn't right and everything. And she goes, no, it wasn't the time was right. She said, after talking to you a couple of times, I knew that if I was ever going to move, that it was your office that I was going to move to, because that's the type of environment that I want to be in.
Yeah.
And then you just proved that you really helped me. And I started looking to your agents, and I talked to one of your agents at an open house, and they love your office and they love being there. And she said, you know, when this finishes up with my husband, you know, do you have space for me in your office? Right.
You're like, nah.
This is a productive agent. Right. That has a history of production.
Yeah.
This wasn't somebody that was brand new. That was right. This was somebody that even through all this, they were going through, they're still doing 20 transactions a year.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, of course, you know, we would have space for you. Let's sit down and figure out and all that kind of stuff. So we're talking about effective communication.
Yeah.
Right. And we talk about meeting people where they are. And we talk about all the time renting space in people's head.
Right.
That is a very real life example.
Yep.
My commission structure was nothing like the commission structure that she was coming from. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm positive that we were a more expensive option for her. Okay. We had monthly fees that she did not have.
Yeah.
None of that mattered.
Yeah.
What mattered was I going to make her more productive, and was it the environment that she wanted? Now, she came back in and got back on track, and things got in, production picked up and all that kind of stuff, and everything went really, really well for her. And then some other things came up, right?
Yeah.
But that communication with a recruit is no different than what I would have had if I was walking around and I had a conversation with somebody and they go, yeah, I'm not doing okay. At that point, you're not going to, in the bullpen area, you're not going to say, well, tell me about what's falling apart in your life, right? You're going to ask permission the whole way through, and then you're going to ask permission of how to follow up. Well, do you want to sit down and talk about it? Or, you know, what I would always suggest to start with is, who are you talking to about this? Who else are you going through this with if it's that type of problem?
Yeah.
Ask them who else they're dealing with this with, okay? Because you don't, as the broker, don't need to shoulder all of this, okay? But there's going to be some times when you're going to be involved in it, right?
Right.
It's just going to happen, right? One of our brokerpreneurs, you know, there's a recruit that's coming over, but the recruit wants the broker to talk to the husband about the finances because they're just better at that conversation, right?
Right.
Okay, so sometimes you're just going to be in the middle of all of that,
right?
Okay, but other times, you know, you're not, you know, you don't want to be in the middle of that every time. You don't want to be in that friend zone all the time. You're not the therapist all the time in that, but you also can't turn your back on that because we're dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
So ask who's helping them. Ask and make sure that they have somebody that's helping them. And then secondly, make sure that you ask permission when to follow up. You know, okay. Can I follow up next week? Can I follow up tomorrow? Can I check back in with you in a couple of weeks? Whatever you think that situation is, and then put it on your damn calendar and do the follow-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I hope that answers the question.
I love it. It's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I love those real life examples. That makes that always makes everything crystal clear.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to learn more about all this, or ask us questions about this, or learn about other ways to recruit, retain, and increase your agent production, man, click that link down below. Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society every single Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to see you there. It's absolutely free to attend. Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. I couldn't remember if I said the name of it or not.
You did.
But Matt, Brokerpreneur Podcast. Man, we do this and everything else for one reason alone. Tell them what it is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.